ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Hey. So oh. Jennifer? Wow. Why is she doing the sneaky camera today? What's she doing over there?
I've been here for a while, and I've been locked out, so...
You're locked out of your computer?
Out of every computer, and I'm here waiting for assistance.
Well, what happened? Did you forget your password?
No. This is the one that let me log in, because I changed my password at home.
Use your old one.
I did.
That didn't work either?
No.
I had the same problem.
Too secure.
I have the same problem.
Yeah, so I've been here, and they told me to wait.
And here's the crazy part. They know they send these things out ever so often, right? There's never a message on how to do this in the different locations. And then when you go and say, hey, my show's about to start.
They know
I need help. Okay. They go, I'll be down there in a minute. Like, what part of show getting ready to start need to log in?
Mm-hmm.
So...
It is what it is.
Oh, wait. It's lucky they didn't tell you fill out a ticket because, hey, I can't fill out a ticket. I'm not on the
ticket. I'm not logged in.
It's a chicken and egg thing.
Right.
What?
It's okay.
It literally is. It is. I wasn't making a joke.
Really?
What? Did you watch Monday Night Football last night? I didn't watch a lick of it.
I did watch some of it. I saw the strongest leg on a kicker I've ever seen.
What did he hit?
64 yarder, like it was a 30 yarder.
That's the Dallas kicker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's got a boot.
And then I watched something very similar to the Browns game. Cooper Kupp threw for 350 yards and they got blasted.
Oof.
But here's the deal. We have a lot of chirpers on that team. All of them are in the defense.
Yeah.
Why aren't they stopping anybody?
Micah Parsons?
Yeah, all of them. They ain't stopping nobody. So while we sitting here talking about the coach and the offense and Dak, at least I'll say this. When Tua was out, the defense held it together and at least gave the offense an opportunity or a chance to win. This defense is not. They're not even close.
Mm-mm.
It's unbelievable.
No, they stink, dude. They stink. Can't stop anybody. And now they don't have their QB, of course.
And everybody want to get paid.
I mean, everybody but Micah has gotten paid. Like, they were talking about that today. I was watching Jet Up. You know, and when it's not Jet Up, it's basically Cowboy Up. Oh. And they were like, this Greeny, he thought that he was a real... He thought he was a real genius. He was calling him Herschel Parsons. He goes, I call him Herschel Parsons because they're going to get a haul from him. I'm like, I don't think they are. Like, if you trade him, someone's going to have to give him a fat new contract. So, like, you're not getting the Herschel Walker trade if you trade Micah Parsons.
But the deal is that they've backed themselves into so many corners. And the thing is that when you watch Micah Parsons, right, he's all over the field. He's Mr. Everything on defense. He's all over the place. But is he really making plays? Right? Here and there. Is he like, when I think of, say, Crosby.
Yeah.
When I think of...
Watt?
T.J. Watt. When I think of Myles Garrett, they are changing the game. They are affecting the game in the run, the pass, and everything. If I watch Micah Parsons, do you get that feeling?
I mean, I know he's good at getting sacks.
I know he's good. I'm not even questioning that. But does he change the game for them defensively where you got to – you know, change your blocking schemes or do a whole bunch of other stuff. Because guess what? Houston did what they wanted to do. So is every other team. So how much of an impact is he making? So while I would say that some teams would be interested and wouldn't mind giving him the money, I would also say this, that if you're going to give Micah Parsons a boatload of money, He better be that dude.
Yeah, or like and a final. Huh? Like, or like a contender would just like if a contender had FU money and could just get a pass rusher.
They would
do the same
thing that would the Rams did when they went and got Von Miller.
Yeah.
Like that.
Something like that.
But even Von Miller is more of an impact because he does the run, he rushes the passer.
Yeah, right? You've been saying Micah Parsons is overrated for a while.
It's not that he's not overrated. It's just that we take a certain aspect of the game and make it the most important. Mm-hmm. So we take sacks and make it the most important thing. And what I would say is, okay, say if he gets a sack a game, that's one play. And he finishes the year with 16 sacks. Has he really made an impact? Because guess what? Every team they've lost to has run the ball down their throat, has play actioned them to death, and he doesn't get a sack every week. So what impact is he making? To me, the impact is not there like when we talk about the other guys. When you talk about Max Crosby, he was all over the place.
Just say Zach Seeler is better than him, dude. Just say it. Just say it. I'll say it.
I will say this. Zach makes more of an impact.
I think he's better. Zach Seeler is better than Micah Parsons.
Wait, let me watch this. When Micah Parsons was out versus Micah Parsons being back, any different?
Mm-mm.
Zach Seeler out, lost. Zach Seeler back.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? That is tangible stuff.
It's very clear, by the way. I just want to point out, this is not for our radio audience, but our visual audience. JFig likes being in the production studio. Kind of looks like her goth cave, you know? You can tell that she's enjoying the lack of lighting in there. She just seems more at peace.
Yeah,
she is happier than ever, and she kind of likes sneaking and controlling things. So if you see any good camera angles of any sort, that's her like hiding underneath the table and using the mouse. And I'm like, it's fine. It's okay. It's totally fine.
Schmeath makes a great point. Once Aaron Rodgers retires, Parsons takes the place as the player Leroy Horde hates most of all.
Wait a minute. First of all, I did not say anything that was not accurate. You can put whatever twist you want on it. No, it's facts.
Man.
If we're going to talk about a guy dominating that side of the ball, shouldn't he be making more of an impact?
I agree.
Like all the other guys.
I agree, for sure.
That we talk about in the same elk as him.
They're a lot like the Knicks, dude. There's no football overrated like Cowboys overrated. You know?
Yeah, and then what ends up happening is Jerry Jones end up paying all of the overrated players, and the team sucks.
I'm all in. You think he's going to have
he needs to be all out for just a little bit.
You think he's going to have a fun radio show today?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll get somebody else to ask me these sassy questions.
Those hosts are getting fired today.
Here, it... You know what Michael Parsons reminds me of?
Mm.
When we talk about the guy on the other side of the ball or the guy in basketball, that's great when that other dude is there. You know what I call him? Scottie Pippen.
Ooh. I was going to say like Olivier Vernon. That's what I remember from the Dolphins. Remember Olivier Vernon?
He was opposite of Jason Taylor.
Nah, he was out.
Cam Wake. Sorry,
Cam Wake, and had Ndamukong Suh. But then he had like 1 year where he had monster sacks, and then he went to Giants. I think
the Giants. So you understand what I'm saying is that like he hasn't shown that I'm changing the game. I'm impacting the game like all these other guys. But if you put somebody on the other side, then he's gonna ball out. So does that make him a number one or a number two?
I don't know. It's a good question. El Bote says, Tobin, slow your roll. First of all, Leroy started off the Micah Parsons slander. I'm just trying to find a comparison.
It's not slander.
Bro. Football to football.
Wait
you know?
A minute. Why are we confusing slander with facts? Let me ask you a question.
I'm also laughing at somebody.
If you're going to pay top dollar to have somebody cut your grass, so you pay more than anybody in the neighborhood. Don't you want your grass to look the best?
For sure.
Okay. So if you want Jerry Jones or whoever to pay you as the top pass rusher in the league, shouldn't you be that dude making that crazy impact on the game?
I'm also laughing at 305 Florida Man 561 who says, Jerry Jones enjoys a mint julep.